And welcome back. You're listening to Women's Word on CHRY 105.5 FM. We're going to continue our live in-studio interview with folks from the Stud magazine. Before the break, we were just talking a little bit about the magazine because it is going to be launching officially next week, January 11th, Tuesday. So we'll give you more information about that. But we are joined again with Mo, Kalisha, and Alyssa. I guess I wanted to talk a little bit more in depth about the Stud magazine in terms of its production process and just how different people in the community can actually participate in making the magazine. So what are some ways that people who are interested in getting involved can get in touch with a magazine in terms of, you know, if they want to write something, if they want to do photography or art, or like you said, there's going to be a video diary.
For individuals who are interested in supporting or being involved with the magazine, the first thing is to probably send us an email at info@thestudmagazine.com. Just send us information about what you're interested in. We have a really strong stance around supporting the community and having the community be really involved with either the production of it. So because it's an online magazine, we have a lot of facets to not just writing, but doing graphic design or doing photography or doing radio stuff or media stuff. So we are touching base on a lot of the industries. So we normally just have people send us an email about what they're interested in and a letter and describe what their skills are, their skill sets, resumes, and et cetera. And since the magazine has started, we have around 20 team people in our team so far. So there's all community members, people who are just interested in supporting the magazine, and we haven't turned anyone down who's really interested and passionate about our mission. So,
Is there a mentorship program?
Yes, there. Sorry. There is a mentorship component that we are introducing starting in March. And it just basically consists of supporting young studs or young masculine women in whatever field they like to do. So it's kind of like we're basically pairing them up with two individuals that are heavily involved in the magazine. And they basically share the same interest, right? So like Moses being paired up with two young individuals who are also interested in media or radio personnel, things like that. And we're basically going to help them develop like their own project just a bit more. And it's also, we also wanted to pair these individuals up with individuals that, are very positive or very influential in what they do. And we thought that that was a good light to go in kind of direction. So,
And also they are the individuals who are in the mentorship program. They will then develop and create something to be placed in our next issue. So that gives them a chance to kind of showcase what they're about and what they're interested in and actually be actively involved with the magazine and not just operate on a kind of mentorship shadowing program, but actually have them intricately like involved with the magazine. So that's another part of the mentorship program.
I guess, how do you see sort of the involving, youth and people who might have not maybe like been the starters of the program? Like, how do you see media production linked to some concept of empowerment?
So like the mentorship program, a lot of these women, wouldn't have met other masculine women who are in their professions, who are doing success or doing well in their profession. So that gives them access to individuals and equipment, skills and tools that they wouldn't have either access. So that's a great empowering aspect of the mentorship program. Actually being in a space where you can work and showcase that stuff, but still be true to your identity. And sometimes masculine women have to cover that up in order to do working with whatever profession they are. So they don't really express their non-gender conformity within whatever profession they're doing. They kind of hide that and work within their careers. So I think that's another empowering stuff, who we don't have people overshadow that or hide that aspect. We kind of uplift it. So I think that's another empowering aspect of the people who are either A, in the magazine, or B, a part of the mentorship program.
I think also, like, it gives for, like, allies and things like that, or service providers, a chance to kind of be engaged in a conversation once again, and, like, perhaps just understand more how to better, you know, provide services for masculine women. Yeah, so, like, it, in terms of your question, like, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's really just for the community, like the STUD community, but also like other people who want to be allies, or yeah. Like you said, it seems like there's a lot of overlapping problems in terms of like the education system, that like the so-called health industry and like fashion, yeah. Things like that definitely sort of overlap in terms of misrepresenting or not being able to even like serve just really basic needs of, you know, a diverse community. So I guess I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned earlier that, you know, putting together the project, you heard feedback from people, you know, in Canada, but also in the States. I think, are you going to be starting some chapters in Detroit, Montreal, and New York as well?
Yeah, kind of. Basically, there's a section in the magazine called Stud Connection, and we put it in basically to connect with other masculine women elsewhere, and as well, like, if you know, masculine identified women wanted to travel to those areas, we would have you know, access to, you know, things that maybe we didn't know of, or like you know, museums or, you know, shows or conferences that we wouldn't know of. So, yeah.
Basically, the STUD Connection section kind of gives a sense of community to not just the Toronto STUD community, or to the New York STUD community, or the Montreal STUD community. We've kind of outlined the magazine to have a connection with all those communities, so people can see that, oh, this is not just a subculture thing that's happening in Toronto, but it's happening in New York, it's happening in Atlanta. From our stats, we see people who go on the page on Germany and Japan, and we're like, whoa. So we're realizing that the community is way bigger than it is, and it's not just a subculture that the media should ignore, or service providers should ignore, that it's actually like a community that exists and thrives, and there's a lot, and there are numbers.
Yeah, and I think it was just important for us to connect with individuals that we also identify with in different spectrums, because if you look across those areas, there are a lot of studs that are doing amazing work as well. So it was cool to connect with individuals who, you know, are really prevalent in their own communities over there.
I guess, what's it like building that network? Is it a challenge trying to address local, like Toronto, issues, but also building sort of a larger movement across countries, or I guess across the world?
I made some contacts outside of Canada, and I can say that the response I'm getting for people in New York have been great. I guess there's Brooklyn Boyhood in New York, and I've connected with them, and their response is so open and so warming, and it's like we're not 9 hours away. It's just like they're right here in the city, and they've been really open. And just I had that response with a lot of American studs and movements that are going on in the States. For Canada, it's been great. It hasn't been the best, but it's been good. But I just really love the support that we're getting from the community in Toronto, and also the community in the States as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've had the same experience. I mean, like, in terms of connecting in Toronto, I think it's been also, like, powerful. But as well, like, I've connected with certain individuals in Atlanta, and we're looking into Chicago right now and things like that. And they've been very, like, you know, regarded as like family or, you know, brothers kind of thing. And it's very open kind of, yeah, they're very interested in the movement. And the love's been like very amazing. Yeah.
That's really awesome to hear. So can you tell us a bit more about the launch that is going to be happening next week?
So the magazine will be launched January 11th. So 1-1-1-1-1. So that's when it'll be launched. So it'll be the online launch. Right now, if you go to the page, it's just, if you go to www.thestudmagazine.com, splash page is up. You can also input your own email. So you can subscribe to the magazine and we'll notify you when the magazine is launched. So that's the launch. And then we'll have a launch party. So we're going to have a launch party on January 15th, some people should look out for invites for that. But the launch is just going to be an online launch, and that's when you can go on the page, everything will be up, you can interact with it. They'll have a lot of features, and we'll also offer a space where people can give feedback as well. So,
we're on Facebook and Twitter. As well, you just have to look up the Stud Magazine. So, yeah,
follow us. Follow us.
We'll follow back.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today on Women's Word. Again, we're speaking with the team from Stud Magazine about their upcoming launch. So, again, that's happening next Tuesday, January 11th, and then there should be a launch party on the 15th, which is a week from now.
Oh, I just wanted to say there's going to be a bit like a bigger one as well. This one's a bit small, but we are going to do a much larger one in the future.
We're doing a more intimate one. And then for our next issue launch, and so it's quarterly, so our next issue launch is in March. We're going to be having a bigger event, and everyone should look out for that. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. So for more information, folks can visit thestudmagazine.com. Or people can also email info@thestudmagazine.com. So again, you're listening to Women's Word on CHRY 105.5 FM. We'll be back after this quick musical break.